Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, others, and your reality. Today, we're going to be taking an audience question on how to protect yourself from other people's thoughts and other people's energy. If you are not sensitive to that kind of thing, then maybe you don't have a problem. But if you are, we're going to talk about how to solve that today. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Chicago, Illinois. Very cool town. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you on board. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, click the link in the show notes. Just scroll down. You'll see all the links there. Check it out. That's going to take you over to the Connect page or the community page at CatherineColleen.com, where you scroll down there. There's a little form there you can fill out that will come directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. Don't be shy. Yeah, I usually don't use people's names on the air or locations because being human is a global thing. We all go through all the same stuff. If you really, really, really want me to use your name and location, let me know. But if you have a question, I'll bet a lot of other people around the world have the same exact question. So I love getting audience questions. So don't be shy. Okay, so let's dig into it. The question was, how can you block or prevent other people from sending you negative energy or negative thoughts? Right. As usual, this is a much bigger question than it originally appears to be. If you are more sensitive to other people's thoughts, other people's energy, other people's emotional state, some people pick up on the emotional state of others more easily. Some people are downright empathic, like I am. Some people are not able to pick up on other people's thoughts and emotional states at all. And if you are someone who is not sensitive to that, does not pick up on that, that's not all bad, because it means that it really has no effect on you. Right? You have an automatic immunity to it. But if you do pick up on other people's emotional states and you tend to internalize that, then you can be very sensitive to this. So I'm taking a wide interpretation of your phrase, people sending you negative energy or thoughts, right? Because you could just be at work and other people in the office are just grumpy and they're just angry or in a bad mood. And you can internalize that and it's contagious and all of a sudden you're in a bad mood, right? This can be incredibly simple and practical daily stuff. If you're able to screen that out already, cool. If not, this episode is for you. So beyond just like a work environment, you could be affected by people's negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative energy pointed at you, right? Somebody gets pissed off at you and now that's affecting you. Somebody says something ugly to you, and now that's affecting you. So I take that this question is really kind of pointed when people point their ugliness right at you. But this can also be done from a distance. We are naturally connected to people that we are close to. Close family, close friends, people that are in your world in that way, that you've had a lot of contact with. And the more contact you've had with these people, the more you might pick up on an emotion or a thought that they're having, even at a distance. And we hear about this all the time. Well, I just felt like something was wrong, so I gave her a call. Now, what if it's not, oh, something's wrong and I need help? What if somebody's feeling nasty thoughts towards you or about you, and sending them your way? And it's someone that is or was close enough to you that that connection, that channel between the two of you still remains, and thus they have the ability to do so. So all of a sudden you're sitting around one day and you're just sort of feel off. You just feel anger or something that doesn't make any sense why you should be feeling that. It may not be yours. It may not be your feeling. You may be picking that up from somebody else because either one, they are sending it to you, or two, you're just tuned into them right now and picking it up. Either way, not great, because we don't want this negative stuff. So this is something we all need to put a little thought into. We know that thoughts shape our world. But we also know that we're all out here sending out thoughts. It's not just you. When someone's thinking about you, you can pick up on those thoughts, sometimes subconsciously, sometimes consciously. So when someone's having negative thoughts about you, charge, especially when they're charged with emotion, jealousy, anger, disdain, it can have a negative effect on you if you're sensitive to it, if you pick up on it, and if you internalize it. And maybe you wake up one day and you feel off, you feel frustrated or anxious, and you don't know why. Maybe there's absolutely no reason for you to feel that way, but the feeling is undeniable. And then it throws off your mojo for the whole day, and ultimately it's impacting your goals and your ability to craft your own life. That's when you got to recognize it, that this is what's happening. You're picking up on somebody else's thoughts or feelings, but it's affecting you. No one should have that kind of power over you. But you can't control what other people think, right? Haters gonna hate. What are you gonna do? But what you can control is your own reaction to it. So here's what you can do. One thing you can do, we're gonna talk about several things. Number one, recognize when someone else is sort of infiltrating your mind or your energy. That you're taking something in from someone else. You've allowed it in. Once you recognize it, step two, you're going to put an end to it. Step three, you're going to set up a protective boundary to prevent further, what I will call, contamination of your thoughts from somebody else's. See, when you feel off, when you're having feelings that don't seem to match what they should be, the first thing that you want to ask, especially if you have a tendency to be empathic to any degree, is who is feeling this? We automatically assume that anything we're feeling is our feeling, but sometimes it's not. So who is feeling this? And with practice, the answer will come to you. And you might be taking it in from a relative or a friend or an adversary. Or even from what you watch on TV or what you read about in the news. And once you recognize that these feelings are not yours, you can detach from them and send them on their way. And I don't want to overstate the ability of things like TV and news and social media feeds, text, video, photos, to be able to infiltrate you like this. There's some very cool studies that I've spoken about before. Neuroscientists have shown that when you read a piece of text, your brain patterns automatically mimic the pattern of the author when they wrote it. which means when you read what somebody wrote, your brain is going to mirror their mental state when they wrote it. Is that something you want your brain to mirror? Somebody else's mental state? Well, it depends on what the mental state was, doesn't it? You would love to mirror good mental states, maybe not bad mental states. But maybe you just want to have your own mental state. Thank you very much. So you've got to be very, very careful about what you're allowing in. Not just the media you're ingesting, but what you are picking up from other people energetically. So once you recognize this is happening, step two is to stop it. Stop the infiltration. Meditate on releasing the feeling and sending it back to where it came from. That is, sending it back to whom it came from. Then, and that's all you need is the intention, this is not mine, detach. I'm sending this back to whoever, because it is not mine. Then you're going to have a bit of a void there. So I want you to fill the void in you with the feeling that you do want, like gratitude, love, pick one, whatever you want to be feeling. If you know who sent the negative thoughts, you might consider sending them some positive thoughts as an antidote. So step one, send their feeling back to them. And then, as a chaser, send them something positive, right? Fill the void with a positive feeling for yourself and fill that channel between you and them with a positive feeling that you send to them. Bit of an antidote, a little bit of a back at you. You see, if you received their negative energy, it means you have an open channel with them. Otherwise, you would not have received it. But channels between people go both ways. So you may want to sort of purify the channel with positive thoughts and possibly imagine sealing it shut for a while. Just imagine a door or a clamp shutting off the channel. Your intention is really incredibly powerful here and effective. So you don't need to make it fancy. But just imagine saying, this conversation is over. This channel is shutting down. I will no longer receive your energy or your thoughts, and you will not receive mine. Or make up whatever phrase there seems right to you. But shut that channel down. You can always reopen it later, right? It's not a permanent thing, or it doesn't have to be a permanent thing. So step three, you might then consider setting up a protective shield of sorts to filter out negative thought and energy sent your way. And there are several ways to do that depending on your skill level and your stage. If you know Reiki, you can use Reiki to clear and close the channel. You can use Reiki to strengthen your own energy field to sort of encase you in positive energy. If you're skilled in other forms of energy work, you can use them in a very similar manner. Regardless, it helps to imagine kind of a protective field around you that sort of filters out what does not serve you. Healthy boundaries. We always talk about having healthy boundaries for our body, healthy boundaries for our social interactions. Well, this is just another form of a healthy boundary. So if it helps, you cross your arms in front of you. Or you can imagine that you're kind of flowing out energy, forming a protective sphere around you. Let's say that you're at work and it's a difficult environment because everybody's in such a bad mood. You could choose some sort of body position, like when I stand with my arms crossed, I protect myself from all this nonsense. It may sound silly if you're not used to it, but it works. Have an indication to yourself. You could even choose a watch or a piece of jewelry, something that you, or even your favorite pen, and decide that it shields you from this. And imbue it with that meaning and capability. Your intention that this is so. Because I can hear you right now. Some of you out there are like, that's the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard. You're like, you're telling me if I pick up this pen and I go, this pen protects me from all these grumpy people in my office, and I will not take on their grumpiness as long as I'm holding this pen. And you're telling me that's just going to work. Yeah, I am. I'm telling you that's going to work. Why? Because whatever belief system you put in your brain, the beautiful world of neuroscience, your reality will morph to make it real. Whatever, right? This is how hypnotism works. This is how hypnotherapy works. Except we don't even have to go under hypnosis to make it happen for us. So give it a go. It's something that you want to think about. And I think the biggest takeaway that I want you to get from this is, if you're feeling something, don't just assume it's yours. Ask where it came from. All right, that's enough heavy stuff for today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.